Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes.
Hugh, I'm going to say something shocking to our listeners out there. Al Spohler of Seller Notes enjoys a good box wine. There, I've said it. There are actually some very decent ones out there. And sometimes all you want is a glass of wine. And you don't want to have to open up a bottle. And sometimes you want to take something to a picnic with you. And box wines are just a lot better than most people think.
I couldn't agree with you more. And in this, you know, era that we're in of social distancing and outdoor activity, you know, things are less, well, they're more casual. And so it's kind of nice to come up with some things in that box wine category, which are terrific dollar stretchers. I mean, all of the wines I'm about to talk about are in 3-liter boxes. Now, that's basically 4 bottles of wine. For somewhere in the range of $24 to $27. So that's a right. Really good value. And while I think there are some don'ts per se, I have yet to find a box Chardonnay that I really thought was terribly interesting. I don't know what your experience has been with that, Alan. But there's some surprisingly good values there. So one of the ones, I looked at a rosé, I looked at a white, and I looked at a red. And the other nice thing about these things is that they don't go bad real quick. So if you don't use them all, you got a little wise time to play with. So the white that I tried was called Le Costier du Pomerol, and it's La Petite Frog Picpoul du Pinay. Picpoul du Pinay is the region, the area, if you will. This is a straight white. It's exactly what you would expect for this. It's crisp. It's clean. It's a perfect white picnic wine, moderate fruit, fresh citrus aromas and flavors. It's got nice acidity. There's no oak, so it's going to be very fresh and refreshing. And as I said before, this one's $27 for a 3-liter box. I mean, nobody's gone to the poorhouse on this. Now, a great producer in all of France is the Perrin family, and they do, among other things, Château de Beaucastel. But they do have a sort of a bulk wine program. This is called La Vieille Ferme, the old farm, and this is their rosé. And this is going to be about $25 for a 3-liter box. And it's going to be light pink, fresh aromas with citrus and just a subtle berry note, which you would expect with a rosé, well-balanced and crisp. It's not overly dry. It's going to be on the lean side. It's not certainly going to be sweet, but it's not overly dry, which is kind of nice in a rosé for a picnic or an outdoor application because it's got enough just sort of mid-palate fruit to stand up to whatever your picnic food is. And then here's a red, and I got to say this surprised me. This is called Silencio. It's a Spanish wine from the Jumilla area. It's 100% organic Monastrell. You may know that grape by a different name called Mouvedre. Blackberry, raspberry, soft spice, and floral notes. It's sort of juicy and round on the palate. And again, at $27 for a 3-liter, it's pretty darn good. So that's my stuff, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, you know, Hugh, I think these are great ideas because you can get a cheap glass of wine anytime you want. You can keep these as long as you want, and it's not going to insult your palate. You know, we are not snobs here at Seller Notes, so we're recommending these.
So go out and try. We'll put all these on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.